Just hit eating the plate. Now let's go to the phones and hear what you have to say. Go ahead, caller, you're on the line.
Smash the dirty red scum!
Really?
Kill!
That's really
kill! Wrong. Kill! Filthy bastard tummies! I hate them! I hate them!
Okay, well,
You know, maybe you should relax a little bit. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Yes, that is the theme for You Got a Friend in Me by Nina and Renda. You're tuned into the Community Living Show on the NCRA Radio Networks. That's the National Campus and Radio Association Networks throughout British Columbia and throughout Canada. That's all part of the community and the campus community radio networks, for that matter. I'm Kelly Rayburn. Michael Rubin has... let's just put it this way. We just have a little bit of an accident earlier this morning. So with one of his best friends. So we would like to give a big shout out to his best friend, who's recovering from I know Michael does the morning newspapers in the morning. So there was a little bit of an accident there. So I know he lives near... close to White Rock, so it's down near the snowy, hilly area, so it's not very stable in that condition surround area, so I wish him all the best and speedy recovery for Michael's friend. And of course, will be our final 2016 edition of our show, and hopefully our New Year's show, I will give you our community living, what was it, the Just Small Step episode where I interviewed Michael and Cheryl Young on Access Television. So I will have that for you through the New Year's. So and so forth. So I'm going to play you now from yesterday's episode of Autism Live, which is over 2 hours ago. Well, which is aired, I wouldn't say 2 hours ago, but it was aired on yesterday's episode, and it lasts for 2 hours. But we're not going to play 2 hours, of course. So if you want more information on what they do, check under www.centerforautism.com for more details. And if you want to receive their email, is www.autism-life.com. So here's the podcast right now. And the next word you'll hear is from Shannon.
Welcome to the very last episode of Autism Live in the year 2016. We're thrilled and excited to be here with you today. We got a great show for you. It's a special show. In just a few minutes, we are going to replay a very special hour that we did on Monday, because we know a lot of you didn't have the opportunity to watch it on Monday, and it's life-changing. We're going to be talking with Milena Ramassa from Convaid. It's a car seat company that is specifically helpful to individuals with special needs, and you're going to hear all the reasons why and be uplifted with an amazing Christmas story made possible by Convaid. So that's coming up in our second hour today. We've got Let's Talk Autism with Shannon and Nancy, and there's a rumor that Nancy's going to be here, and so we're really hopeful and excited that we're hopeful that she's well enough to be here, right? If she's not, we don't want her to push it, but we haven't seen her in a couple of weeks, so it's going to be very exciting. And our very special guest today, Jordan Kamnitzer. So that's going to be at the top of the hour. I want to remind you that the entire show is meant to be interactive. We want to hear from you. We want to know your thoughts, your feelings, your concerns, your questions. We will be live today on YouTube and on Facebook, so you can share it in both those places. Samantha is going to show you some of the different ways that you can connect with us, some of the different ways that you can get your questions answered. I do want to remind you that this first hour is pre-recorded, but you can still be writing in questions, and we'll make sure that they get to the car seat company and the experts that we have here on the show. It's truly, I'm so excited about this car seat, and I'm so excited about this company and the way that they supported already one really amazing mom, and the fact that they're supporting so many other families moving into the future. Very thrilling. Definitely want to check out this car seat. You'll see in the piece that we are talking about an event that was going to happen the next day, which actually happened yesterday, if that all makes sense to you. And we got a beautiful letter this morning. I'm going to cry. From the mom who received a car seat, a conveyed car seat, and talking about her car ride home last night and sitting in her house in tears and thinking about how much more open her life is because of this car seat. Takes your breath away, ladies and gentlemen. But, you know, these are the kinds of things that if we don't have the right tools, it can diminish our life. And when we do have the right tools, whew, all things are possible. So, I can't remember, Samantha, did we already show the different ways they can connect with us? All right, she says we did. I believe her. So I do want to remind you, though, too, you can talk to us on Facebook Live, and you can talk to us on our website, which is autism-live.com. It's free in all those different ways to interact with us. And without further ado, let's hear this amazing story about a car seat and how one company can make such a difference to one family. Check it out. Good morning and welcome to Autism Live on a very special day and a special show. I know it's Mondays and we're not usually live on Mondays, but we made a special exception because we have something so big to talk about. And I'm talking about this wonderful thing that's sitting here between the two of us. First of all, I want to introduce to you guys Milena Ramassa. I said it correctly?
You did. Thank you for having me.
So thrilled to have you here. You're coming to us from Conveyed, and they're an amazing company, you guys, that makes amazing car seats. They're a leader in car seat safety for all kids. And we have come to know them through some very special circumstances. As you guys know, I serve on the board of directors of an amazing organization called ACT Today. It's Autism Care and Treatment Today. They give grants to families for the things that families ask for. You know, there are great organizations that maybe just give iPads, and that's a great thing. There's other organizations that give swimming lessons. ACT Today says, you tell us what you need, tell us about why you need it, and we raise money to be able to grant. There's never enough money. There's just never enough money, and it breaks our hearts when we don't have enough money to give the things that families need because the need is so dire. So an amazing mom, I got goosebumps just now thinking about this, an amazing mom wrote an amazing letter to ACT Today and said, my son isn't safe in the car. And I know that there are those of you who are listening who have these issues as well. She wrote this impassioned letter. We'll read you parts of it later on. Get some tissues, get ready. But amazing little boy and wasn't safe in the car. There are other children in the family. And she said, I'm desperate. I'm absolutely desperate to have my child be safe and to be able to take my children someplace. Now, we started a program here where we were working with a lot of people to raise money for a lot of different grants, and the people who were helping us to raise money for that particular grant were struggling. It's a hard time of year to raise money, as you guys know. Everybody's got a list of things that they need to spend money on. So I sat down with Amy Zhang one day, and we were like, what are we going to do? This family needs this car seat, and they got to have it before the end of the year. And I said, let's call. She had specifically asked for a specific car seat and said, this is the one my kid needs. And I said, let's call the company. Let's call the company, and let's ask them what they can do. So now I got connected with Milena, and this is an amazing company, you guys, because what she said was, we're going to give that car seat to that mom. See, I'm going to cry, you guys, because that was huge.
Cry is part of our company pathos. We're here to be of service. We're very strong corporate citizens. We have a plan, an annual plan of giving with a lot of different organizations. And a lot of our amazing families and kiddos really have a lot of benefit from the Convade car seat and the other seating and mobility products that our Convade and RD2 lines offer. So when I read that amazing plea, I seriously had to just stop, recompose myself, and realize that it's something that we had to take immediate action. So we did what Convade does and what RD2 does. We stopped, looked, listened, and acted immediately. So wow. We were happy to make the donation.
We love companies that listen, and we love companies that take action. And the more you and I talked, the more I said, this is crazy. We need to do a special show about this, about the car seat and the technology, because I'll be honest with you, I'm an autism mom, and I'm in this community, and I didn't know about Convade, and I thought, okay, there's other families that don't know. And car seats and car seat safety is a huge deal in our community, and as you said, in so many other communities. So we said, we need an hour to talk about this. We've got a car seat expert who's going to be joining us in just a few minutes to talk about, because there are things about this car seat that you guys are going to love. And we need to talk about our community, and as our kids get older, you know, my son was always very tall, and that happens with a lot of our kids who are on the autism spectrum. They tend to be a little taller than the average kids. And we were very lucky because we got a lot of support early on, so that by the time we couldn't get a car seat anymore, he was ready to be in a booster seat. But that isn't everybody's story. And for people to buy a car seat and then have to buy another car seat, and then eventually you get to the point where you're out of car seats, A, it's really expensive, and there's no more precious cargo than our kids in the car.
So true.
And the idea of being able to drive safely while our kids are strapped in safely, it's a thing that every parent deserves to have a right to. So this car seat, I was so amazed. First of all, I was amazed at this mom that she took the time, she wrote a letter, and then when I saw all the features of the car seat, I got jazzed. I got really jazzed because this makes such good sense, and how it grows with the kids is brilliant.
And the next step after the car seat, we have a booster. We have a car seat booster kit and seat that basically grows with the child. Yeah, it's a natural progression. So as your child grows, you can just purchase the booster kit, and just it leads you into adolescence and even young adulthood. So Sally can talk more about the specifications, but this grows with your kids.
It absolutely does, and we've even got some video later on to show you how easy it is to make it grow, because I know car seats, you know, they got a lot of bells and whistles and features on them, and knowing how to do it is super amazing. So we got to say that this is a Convade carrot.
Three.
Carrot three.
Yes.
And because that's what the mom asked for. But you carry other car seats as well.
We carry just the Carrot three and the Carrot three booster.
Okay.
RD2, a company that is part of our pediatric group, also has a pilot car seat. But Carrot is the one that we've had, that it seems to be the market leader right now, and it's the one that we have most demand for.
It's awesome. It's absolutely awesome. So we should welcome Sally Mallory, who's with us via Skype, and she is a child passenger safety technician. Did anybody know that such a thing existed? It's so exciting to me to know that, A, that exists, and that we have her with us via Skype. But she, not only does she do that, she is also a physical therapist and assistive technology practitioner, and she is the business development representative for Convade in the southern states,
yes,
Texas and
Oklahoma,
and those states. So nobody better than Sally to have with us. So Mallory, are you, or Sally Mallory, I've got it. Sally, are you with us? There she is.
Yes.
Welcome to Autism Live. So thrilled to have you here and to hear your expertise about this car seat.
It's nice to be here. Thank you very much for having us.
We're thrilled. Are you kidding me? I'm like, I wish I had a Convade t-shirt, because I would be sporting that, because I'm loving you guys.
Tomorrow. You'll have one tomorrow.
All right. I didn't mean to like drop hints. But in any case, Sally, why don't you walk us through? You've got some great information for all families. So why don't you go ahead and take over for us?
Okay. What I'm going to do here for just a second is get into my PowerPoint.
Okay.
So that we can do this together.
And while you're doing that, I just want to say that if you're wondering about the mom who's getting the car seat, she's getting this car seat tomorrow. And if any of you are in the Charlotte, North Carolina area and would like to be there, this is a great opportunity to go support this mom as she gets her car seat. Convate is not only just giving her the car seat, they're hooking it up for her and showing her how to put it into the car. How much do we love that? And they're offering a special short, not long, protracted thing, but a short class for people at that time to see about the car seat. You can take a tour of it yourself, but that's going to be held just outside of Charlotte, North Carolina.
Correct.
And where can we send them? Where would you like them to go to find out more information if they want to be there tomorrow?
It would be great if they could go to our Facebook page. That's www.facebook.com/convadewheelchairs. So all the information is there. It's happening at 4:30 in Matthews, North Carolina. Sally's lateral, Curtis Filias, is going to be there doing a demonstration on the car seat as well as making the presentation to Kimberly and to Caden.
Wonderful. And we're so happy for this family. I was there when we called the mom to tell her that she was getting the car seat, and she cried. She cried and she just said, you have no idea. She's so grateful. We're so grateful. Because honestly, now the funds that had been started to be raised for the car seat have now gone to other families to help them. And as a result of this, a relationship has started between ACT Today and Convade. You have a list of different organizations and different causes that you have identified that need some extra help sometimes, that sometimes they need some support. And now you've added autism to that list and are going to be working with ACT Today moving forward when we identify that there is some need to be able to help towards that need, working in conjunction with ACT Today. So thrilling. And I said to the mom on the phone, I said, you know, she said thank you a million times, and I know she's going to be thanking you guys as well. And I said to her, no, thank you, because we always talk on this show about the power of one. This is one mom, and I know how hard it hurts to say I need help. Mm-hmm. As a mom, like, that feels sometimes like a failure. It's not. When you say, I need help, it opens doors for all kinds of people. That mom opened the door for her child and her family and herself, and it opened doors for so many other people, countless people, which is exciting to me. So
it is. It is, and it's a two-sided coin. I mean, on the opposite side of giving is receiving, and for us to be able to share information on our product, to share information on our planned giving program, to be able to reach out to that to the autism community is a big deal for us, because so many of our kiddos are within the spectrum and they have great benefit not just from our car seats but from all of our other products, our seating and mobility products, some of the gait products, a lot of the pediatric wheelchairs. So for us, it's important to know to let families living with autism to know that there are a lot of solutions.
Yes.
And only some of them are offered by Convade, but it's a large sector.
We love it. We absolutely love it. And so how are we doing, Sally? Are we all set?
I am ready.
She's ready to go.
I think that they're simultaneously going to be showing you all the PowerPoint, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
So the first slide is my contact information. And anyone is welcome to email me. Is probably the easiest way or the best way to get a quick response. I'm not always able to answer my phone, especially if I'm driving around the crazy highways here. And just to back up a little bit, yes, I'm a physical therapist. The significance with the ATP is ATPs are required by most federal and state funding sources to provide medical equipment to children under the ages of 22. And so that's where that assistive technology professional or practitioner, it's called both, comes into play there. And then looking at the child passenger safety technician, I'm authorized to install car seats, but also assess whether they are appropriate or inappropriate for children in our community. And both disabled as well as able-bodied children, there's even a certification for people who are working only with special needs children.
All right, so we're going to come right back in a moment. This is a perfect break for it. And yeah, so we will be back in a moment with more on Autism Live. So stick around. You're tuned into the Community Living Show on the NCRE Radio Networks, both two of our shows, CITR 101.9 FM, and of course, Co-op Radio CFRO 100.5 FM. So you can check those out. And we will be right back.
The Global Accessibility Awareness Day is on the third Thursday of May of every year. The community and campus stations across Canada are hosting inclusive radio about accessibility, self-advocacy, adapted technology, and more. Contact your local stations to find out more.
The news midweek, when the midweek news broke that Teo Dezar wasn't going to be playing in this game.
Growing sport, and to do it on a university campus with an educational message behind it.
They'll be facing off against all the big teams from all the other conferences and the nationals.
Want to be a CITR sports broadcaster? Looking for a cool way to get involved in UBC sports? Then email sports101@citr.ca or come by our station in the Nest to find out more. See you soon.
Do you enjoy singing, drumming, and spending time in a good environment? Then SFU's Vancity Office of Community Engagement and SFU's Office of Aboriginal Peoples are inviting you to join the singing and drumming workshops. Led by Russell Wallace, a composer, producer, and traditional Lil Wat singer, Salish singing and drumming workshops are free and open to everyone. Join Russell on October 18th, November 22nd, and January 12th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Gold Corp Center for the Arts, located on 149 West Hastings Street. For more information, visit sfuwoodwards.ca or find Salish Singing and Drumming Workshops on Facebook. Invite your friends.
We're back on the Community Living Show on the NCRE Radio Networks, and you are tuned in to the Community Living Show. We are listening to a podcast of Autism Live that was aired yesterday, starring Shannon Penrod. So check them out, www.centerforautism.com. If you want to give them, you want to receive a free email from what they do for Autism Live, you can do that by going to www.autism-live.com. Let's go on with the program, and we will be back in a few minutes.
There's even a certification for people who are working only with special needs children. So what I'm going to do today is just talk about our company portfolio of car seats. Melina led to that a little bit earlier. We have the Carat 3 car seat, which has been our mainstay. We now have a Carat 3 booster seat, and I'll talk in more specifics about both of those. And we also, with the sister company, we have R82, we've acquired a Pilot car seat. So I'm going to go through each of these individually and talk about their benefits, what is our target user, what options and accessories are available with these particular products. One thing I might add is that we will be coming out with two new car seats in the very near future, one of which will be for children who are in spica casts. That has been a huge need for children who've had orthopedic challenges, hip dislocations, or like hip surgery and have to be casted. So that's something to look towards in the future. So the three chairs or car seats that we're going to talk about again are the Carat 3, and you can look at that one and see it looks like a fairly standard car seat with quite a bit of positioning padding available. We're going to then talk about the Carat 3 booster seat, and the booster seat, as Melina said, is the one as your child grows out of the Carat 3, you will move into the Carat 3 booster seat, which will accommodate growth up to young adult and even some adults. And then we have the Pilot, which is another option with specific positioning and growth available.
They're pretty, so too. Can I just say, I hate to interrupt you, Sally, but they're pretty.
Those
you know,
are the three colors.
They're just gorgeous. I absolutely love them. Okay, I'm sorry. I'll let you go on.
So the Carat 3 car seat was designed to provide adaptive positioning. Now, when you are talking about car seats and car seat technology and terminology, this is actually what is considered a positioning booster seat. It's forward facing only. It's for 30 pounds and up. So generally speaking, this is a car seat that will accommodate a child after the age of one. So again, it's a positioning booster seat. It is, its growth is accommodated with inserts, and we'll look at that a little bit more in the future here. It does have a free angle recline so that the back and seat conform to whatever the angle of the car seat is set at. And that then it is a latch equipped system. So it's got the lower anchors and the tether that will hold the car seat actually in place in the vehicle. So the positioning options to maintain the upright sitting position and adjust with the growth. It's made with high density foam, and you can see the gray components on that slide are those that will move. Those can be repositioned depending on the child's physical shape and physical needs. The chest harness is postural. As it said, it is non-load bearing. So that is not designed as a restraint. It's actually to position the child in the position that you are desiring. And then in addition to that 5-point harness that you see there, you also have a lap belt that we recommend, because that's going to keep the hips back in the back of the car seat where they belong. So in this particular slide, you can see the components that are gray in the back are standard. And then there's three different pictures here, photographs you can see, where the red components are the modular components to accommodate growth. So you can increase your seat depth by 2 inches, by 4 inches, by 7 inches with that rounded component. And then with that rounded component, you can also add an additional 4-inch insert or a 2-inch insert. So you can accommodate up to approximately 22 inches of seat depth, which is quite a long seat depth, especially if your children prefer to have their legs either crisscrossed or in extension and not hanging freely in the car seat.
And I got to interrupt you again, Sally, because this is one of the things that I got so excited about when I saw the car seat, because, you know, when we have kiddos that are on the spectrum, a lot of times they're sensory, and you get them in the car and we start to see, you know, before we realize that they're growing out of them, and our kids a lot of times can't verbalize it, we start to see some behaviors, mm-hmm. and the kids get uncomfortable, and sometimes that can manifest in the child screaming in the car. Yep. Or the child attempting to move around and get out of the car seat because they're uncomfortable. When we have a kid who is totally verbal, sometimes we'll hear that their legs are going to sleep or that their mm-hmm. legs are feeling pinched, because if the car seat isn't enough depth, imagine if you're sitting in a seat that's too small and how uncomfortable you get and your feet start to go to sleep, and if you didn't have a way of conveying that. So I love, and we're going to show later on some video about how to put those inserts in and how easy and how safe it is. But this is amazing for those of you who have kids that start to squirm. They're probably not comfortable. And your car seat doesn't allow you to have any choices. This one does. So I'll let you go back, Sally, but I just had a comment on that because it's brilliant.
I appreciate it. So in terms of our children, generally speaking, for the Carat 3, I would say that our target is going to be 1 to 12 years. 2 is probably also a nice ballpark, but we know that there are 1-year-olds that are tall enough and fulfill that 30-pound weight restriction. So you've got 2 to 12 years, 2.5 feet tall to 5 feet tall, and 30 pounds to 108 pounds. So that's a pretty significant amount of growth in one particular unit. So the next slide, we're just going to talk about some of these options, and I think you addressed this very well, and this is looking at comfort. So the seat angle wedge, if you have in addition to having being on the autism spectrum, if you've got a child who's got muscle tone and tends to want to be an extension, thrusts into extension, that wedge will help stabilize the pelvis and will also help break up some of that inclination to be in extension through the hips. So we do recommend that wedge in addition to the hip belt to help with some of those kids. I call it hydroplaning, when they kind of scoot out and just want to shoot completely out of that. That five-point harness is not meant to hold the body in. That's not a crotch strap, that's positioning. Our lateral supports, as you can see in the next section, those lateral supports move. Those are Velcro attached. So if you have a child who has a curvature of his spine or tends to lean to one side or the other, you can put two of those on the same side. I usually recommend in that case that you order two sets so that you have a variety of pads. We recommend that once you get the child positioned, you put those pads in last and then leave them where they are, so that after you've positioned the child in optimal postural control or optimal postural positioning, then you add those to supplement. And then talking about lower extremities, we also have available a footrest, so that also will grow in lower leg length. So it, in addition to those inserts that we looked at in the last or previous slide, you have the option of using a 2-inch extension, a 4-inch extension, and then there's also another kind of trick. There's a,
the advice and opinions expressed by the host of Autism Live and her guests also are meant solely
so as again, you've got the ability to put those feet on that footrest so that they are supported and are not going to go to sleep.
All right, so that's part of the autism. Sorry about the interference there. So you're listening to Autism Live on for yesterday's edition. For those people who are listening to us on Co-op Radio, we thank you very much for listening to us. Stay tuned for a new Dadoon coming up next for the A-Train. For everybody else, we will be back with Station ID in just a few minutes.
Listen, radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
All right, you tune in to the Community Living Show on the NCRA Radio Networks. Kelly Rayburn here along doing the solo. So we wish you well, Michael, and your friend, all the speedy recovery. We're talking about Autism Live, the podcast on yesterday's episode, December 21st. And they're talking about the car seats. This is very interesting. Hosted by Shannon Pemrod. So let's get on with the rest of the interview.
And then lastly, that I think is really a very important component for children who are on the spectrum, is this support tray. The support tray has been crash tested so that it can be used while you're driving. And I think, as we all know, we have busy hands a lot of times where they find the buttons that they want to push and they, you know, manage to figure out how to get out of the car seat in spite of all the straps and the lap belt and the shoulder belt in the car. The beauty of this tray is it goes over all those components and, as I say, out of sight, out of mind. So hopefully with some of our kids who like to detach themselves, like to push buttons, if they don't see those buttons, then that hopefully will help them and prevent them from trying to get out of the car seat. I think the other component that, as you meet our recipient for tomorrow, is children who have somewhat self-stimulating behavior, is if they are gonna bang their head forward, that's a soft foam tray and it's not gonna cause any further damage.
Yeah, I think when we address the comfort issue and, you know, they know that they're in something that's really solid and they're comfortable and their legs aren't being pinched, That's going to go a long way to be able to help. But then on top of that, I really feel like you guys have addressed all the needs that we have in our community to be able to make sure that we're gonna ride safe. And that is huge. It's just huge, you guys. Really wonderful. But then I know we're going to go on to talk about the booster seat, which I know very little bit about. So I'm so excited to hear about it, Sally.
So here we go. Perfect add-in. So here's the Carrot 3 booster seat. If you look at it very closely, you'll notice that the back is the exact same back that we use for the Carrot 3 seat. The only thing that has changed is the cushion, the seat cushion itself, and the harness and hip belt strapping. Otherwise, you're using the same shoulder wings, the same back support. You're also able to use those same positioning aids as you were able to use in the other. And again, it is a latch system. So you've got your lower anchors, and you've got your rear tether, and then you're using the vehicle's existing shoulder harness and lap belt as the restraint. And so that goes for both of these units. You're using the car's restraint system.
Okay. And it's pretty. So, I got to say again, it's pretty. I love that blue.
So it's an extended version of the Carrot 3. It does offer extensive seat and height growth, and it will transform in 3 easy steps.
Okay.
So again, we've got our free angle recline. It conforms to the angle of the vehicle seat, which allows the ease of diaper changes, clothing changes, if you have any respiratory issues, suctioning, trach care, that kind of thing. And also, there are some children who need to be in a specific position, either during their feeding or after feeding for digestive purposes. The shoulder protector wings are included to give the lateral support and protection. And one of the things people ask about is, if my kid's shoulders are not that wide, do I need it? Well, when you think about side impact airbags, those shoulder protector wings are going to help protect the child in the event of a vehicular accident. And they are width adjustable to accommodate growth through the shoulders. Again, we're using high density quality foam, and it conforms to the natural contours of the body. Here, the target user is going to be someone who's outgrown their existing Carrot 3 car seat, or an additional or an alternate car seat that they've had. Child is tall and requires additional back height and support, or a child that requires a wider seat bottom. So the ages are generally going to be about 3 years of age or even older to adult, 4.5 feet to 5'7". 79 pounds to 165 pounds. So you can see that it will accommodate a young adult or even into adulthood. The width of the seat and the seat depth are approximately 17 wide and 17 deep, if you're thinking about it in inches.
And I think the average seat on a plane, if I'm not mistaken, is 14 inches. So that's a wide seat.
It is.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
And so this just shows the difference between the Carrot 3 and then as you go into the booster, that you're starting with your little kids 36 inches high, 30 pounds, and then as they hit that 60 inches and 108 pounds, that's when you're going to transition into the booster.
Great.
And again, the dark coloring just indicates that you can order it as a seat, a complete seat on its own, or you can just get the kit and retrofit your existing back of your Carrot. So again, just you have 2 different options. 1, the whole booster seat, or 2, the kit to grow your Carrot 3.
Spectacular.
And again, here's your accessories. You've got the shoulder protector wings. You've got that wider seat. You've got the 4-point harness. So you've got your hip belt and your shoulder harness. It's a little different. You don't have that plate in the front, the protective plate. And then it just shows another picture of what you get if you order the booster kit itself. So lots of options, lots of accessories. It is tested to the highest quality safety standards, 5-year warranty, and all of our BDRs out in the community are authorized and have been credentialed as a child passenger safety technician.
So, and what is a BDR, Sally?
business development representative.
Okay, got it. and so, in fact, one of your BDRs is going to be there tomorrow with this mom, and they're going to put the car seat into the car for her and help her to get used to the whole thing so that she knows how it works, which is amazing. Truly amazing.
Yeah, so, and of course, you can check out their website, www.autism-live.com, for all their podcasts as well. We're going to take a break with the Autism Live for just a few moments. You're tuned into the Community Living Show on the National Campus and Community Radio Association networks, and of course, our flagship station, which is CITR 101.9 FM. We're streaming online now at CITR.ca. We will be back in a moment.
The Global Accessibility Awareness Day is on the third Thursday of May of every year. The community and campus stations across Canada are hosting inclusive radio about accessibility, self-advocacy, adapted technology, and more. Contact your local stations to find out more.
Hello, it's Siri. I, for one, would just like to say goodbye to 2016 for being f***ing garbage. Everything about it was a waste.
You know what, Siri? I'm not sure you're really right about that. I think 2016 was a great year for music.
Who are you? You are wrong. It was all trash.
Who am I? I'm Andy Resto. I'm the host of The Burrow. I'm the music director here at CITR.
I do not believe that there was good music in 2016. I am going to delete this entire year from my system's database.
Hold on, Siri. I'm sure I can convince you that 2016 had plenty to offer. I've got 4 hours of magical music to prove it.
Okay, NDE. You can try. But I am pretty f***ing depressed about 2016 and I don't think you can convince me.
Tune in to CATR 101.9 FM on New Year's Eve through midnight. Andy and Siri will be dishing up 4 hours of the best that 2016 had to offer, and you don't want to miss it.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh in the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
All right, we are back on the Community Living Show on the NCRA Radio Networks. I'm Kelly Rayburn. Michael Rubin's away for this week, so I am doing the control boards and the hosting stuff, but we're also doing the Autism Live as of December 21st, which is yesterday. So we're going to conclude our show with the show. And if you want to hear more of their live broadcasts, go to the website www.autism-live.com. Here's Shannon.
Amazing. We love Conveyed. Do you guys have a website for people to go to as well? I know you've got your Facebook.
Yeah, www.conveyed.com. And tomorrow, Curtis, Filial will be at our North Carolina offices from 4 onward, but the presentation itself will happen at 4:30, so anyone that's in that general vicinity is definitely welcome to join us at our RD2 offices in Matthews.
And go take a look and see this amazing mom get her car seat and see if this car seat is something that you need to have in your life, because I think there are a lot of people out there that are going to need this. Now, Sally, I interrupted you, so I'm going to go back to you.
That's okay. I'm just going to real quickly go through the pilot, which is the third car seat that we have in our inventory. The pilot car seat is a little bit less complex in terms of its adjustability, but it does have width and depth growth adjustments for children up to 5 feet tall. And the car seat packs flat, so it folds flat when you're traveling and need to put it either in the belly of the plane or someplace else. It does have that adjustable 4-point vest. It has the 2-position abductor, in other words, ways to either keep the knees apart or bring the knees together depending on the child's needs. It has the side impact protection, And it does, as the carrot does, have that adjustable width through the shoulders, up to 20 inches wide. Now, the significance of that 20 inches wide, for those of you who have more than one child in more than one car seat in the back, is knowing how many car seats are going to fit in the back seat of your car. Adjustable height with 11 positions with the headrest, and it's very easy to adjust from 6.5 up to 6.5 inches high with just one hand. It does have the seat extension kit, which will accommodate 4 inches of leg length growth. And same with the seat bottom, has extra length for leg support. And then it has a AirTech foam, so it has a little bit more breathability. And again, here are your target users. A child who does not require extensive positioning, 3 years to 12 years, 3 feet to 5 feet, 40 pounds to 120 pounds. I think the significant thing here is all of these seats are recommended and prescribed through a physician. They are medical equipment, and not all states have funding for medical equipment in the car seat category. So this the pilot car seat is a little less costly than the carrots.
Okay.
So that's where it falls in.
But so in some states, if people feel like this is a car seat that they need, it's possible that their insurance might pay for part of the car seat or all of the car seat. Is that what I'm hearing? It's possible?
Might.
Okay.
Unfortunately, it will take a lot of advocacy on the family's part to educate
some
of our
insurance
companies.
Oh, Sally, we are so used to that. We know all about that. We have families that have been able to get iPads through insurance. So we know all about the advocacy. We are like dogs on a bone.
There you go.
Autism moms.
We like that.
And we are not afraid of that, are we, folks? So that's good to know then that that's a possibility, mm-hmm. that, you know, that's a way that people can reach out, because it is medical equipment. If you
yes.
can't ride in a
yes.
car without these, then it's medically necessary. So good to know.
And you can't get to your doctor's appointments
yeah.
if you don't mm-hmm. have that transportation.
Absolutely.
And similarly, if you go through Medicaid in your state funding and you get denied, appeal.
All right. You heard it here first, folks. Because you know what? We understand that language. We've had to do that for everything else, so that makes a certain amount of sense. And a lot of us, if you've been around in this community for more than 6 months, you go, oh, okay, if I just know that I got to fight,
yep.
I can do that.
Yep.
That's a very possible thing. Okay, so the pilot, I was going to ask you then, when would you use the pilot, not the carrot? So it's for kids that need less positioning, that need a little less of the control that we needed to have. So if they don't have issues with sticking their legs out or issues with their hips, they could potentially do the pilot. I like the fact that it
Correct.
Folds flat.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very cool thing. And it's got a less expensive price point on it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I feel educated.
You are.
Okay. So I interrupted again, Sally. I'm
no,
turning it back
just,
over to you.
Next slide says thank you.
Ah.
So there you go.
Well, I think, honestly, the thank you is on our side, because you guys have thought of everything, I think. I love that there are so many options so that you can customize it for your individual needs. And if your needs change, you can customize it, which is really spectacular. I think if it's okay with you guys, I think we should take a short break. And then when we come back, I want to talk about, because we've got a car seat right here and it's beautiful. And we've got some video of how you put those different inserts in. But shall we take a short break?
Let's do it.
All right. We'll be back after this message.
And of course, you're tuned in to the Community Living Show on the NCRA Radio Networks. We're going to play you through the Autism Live Now with their during their break, so so we're going to play it through right now. And of course, you can check all their podcasts as well on the internet, and of course it's on YouTube as well, and it's also on website autism-live.com for all of their podcasts. You can also check out lovemyprovider.com for all the information you hear as well on Autism Live as well. You're listening to the Community Living Show.
Welcome back to Autism Live during this very special episode. We're thrilled to be here with you to be talking about conveyed car seats and about car seat safety, and to introduce you to this amazing company that is new to us, and I'm so excited. Really, really excited about what you guys have been able to do in car seat technology. We had Sally Mallory with us, and she's still here with us, but we wanted to come back into the studio here live because you brought a car seat with us, Milena, and I gotta mention, it's not only have I said it's really, really beautiful piece of equipment, but it's so soft.
It is. It's designed to make the children feel comfortable in this environment, and it's just one of the amazing features. Everything's very well constructed. It's an amazing car seat that enables growth. It's a lot of. It's very portable when you're anywhere, when you're traveling anywhere to school or out and about in the community. It's a wonderful car seat.
The other day, those of you who watch the show, you know Nancy Allspaugh-Jackson sometimes co-hosts with me, and Nancy has been ill, and the other day I had her son with me, so I had my son and her son, and we got into this conversation about babies, and I don't know why we got into this conversation, but Wyatt, Nancy's son, was asking me, why do we wrap babies up in blankets? So we had this whole conversation about why we swaddle. Mm-hmm. And that babies, when they're in their mommy's belly, they're squished in there. And that's what they're used to. And then they come out and they're in this environment, and their arms and their legs, which have been, you know, held in closer, are out. And that sometimes babies cry because it feels like they're falling. And so we know we swaddle them in the burrito to hold them in and kind of squish them because it feels more comfortable to them. Now, some babies get over that very quickly. Other babies do not. Our babies that are on the autism spectrum that grow up tend to still like a bit of pressure. I mean, we know Temple Grandin invented her cow squisher thing so that she could squish herself. That sometimes being hugged is not comfortable for them, but they like the feeling of pressure. It's why our kids tend to be drawn towards the water, because the pressure of the water on their skin. It is unreasonable to think that in a car that they wouldn't feel that as well. This helps to contain them in a really soft way, so that it's not like they don't feel restrained, but they feel hugged in a way that's appropriate for them. And because you have so many different options and ways that you can put the cushions that are approved for the car seat in and are still safe, I know people who are jamming pillows in, and everybody thinks, I don't know how safe that is. This has extra cushioning that you can get, that you can squeeze it in, position your child so that if they do lean over to one side, you know, you can do whatever you need to do. It's really great. What I'd love to do is show at least one of the videos that we've got that shows how you put in the extra pieces so that it grows. Can we do that? Do you mind if we do that right now? Samantha, and it almost doesn't matter which one you choose, because they'll see how the technology kind of goes together. So let's show just one of those. And I believe they're silent, right? Oh, I think no. It's okay. Go ahead.
There's just very, very simple walkthroughs. So I would say just roll with them.
It's going.
Place the carrot on the vehicle's back seat, making sure the tether strap is accessible.
And of course, you can always see the demo on the online www.autism-life.com for the detailed information.
Locate the right and left latch connectors on the carrot. Ensure the latch straps are not twisted, then insert the connectors into the anchors. You will hear a click when properly attached. Feed the seatbelt through the vehicle belt path and lap belt guide and buckle into car seatbelt.
And you know, we're mesmerized. But what I love about that too, sometimes you see, I love it when they came up with latch. First of all, that was so exciting when they came up with latch. We're used to that with car seats. What we're not used to is doing both latch and lap belt sometimes, especially with the 5-point harness. But I have to say, and Sally, I'd love your input on this too. I love that. I love that because it's that much more that we've got, and the 5-point harness sometimes is the cue to the child, okay, we're in the car now, we're going to behave in the car way. And I felt like when we went from a 5-point harness to the regular belt, it was weird for my son. But because we're having it both in, first of all, the child is that much more safe, but we're also teaching the child that this is part of it, because it is going to be a part of it for the rest of their lives. That seatbelt is going to be there regardless of, you know, where you live. It's the, you know, it's the law, and it should be the law that is necessary. So I love that it's matching all the other kids, and we've just got one more layer. What do you think, Sally?
I agree. I think sometimes it gets a little confusing because technically utilizing, as you say, the hip belt and the shoulder harness or the shoulder belt in a car indicates that it's a booster. And that's not, in fact, the case. And that's why I say technically it's a positioning booster seat, because you are using the vehicle's existing lap belt and shoulder belt. However, I agree with you. And I think the significance for me is, if you've got that car seat right there and you pick it up, it's not light. And it is a very heavy projectile in the event of a vehicle accident if it was not latched in. So I feel very strongly that the latch needs to be used in the event that a family has a car that's older than 1994. Then we do have a kit that's available, so you can convert their car to accommodate that latch system.
Okay, and so, I want to let you know, Sally, that while we're talking, Samantha is going ahead and showing how the video that's showing how you add extra pieces to elongate the seat and how it slides out and how you snap it in. It's really incredible technology. It makes so much sense. And for anybody who has ever despaired about the fact that the car seat was not long enough anymore in the seat, this makes such brilliant, brilliant sense. But I'm glad to know that on older cars that don't have latch, that you guys have a kit so that you can...
All right, so we're going to have to leave it there. But you can get more detailed information on autism-live.com. That is the full detail of their podcast of their December 21st, 2016. So all I can say is you have been listening to the Community Living Show on the NCRA Radio Networks. That's the National Campus and Radio Community Association Networks. Please join us next week. We will have our final 2016 episode of the year. Hopefully we will have Michael on next week and talk about what we learned about what we did on 2016 and stuff like that. So if you have any comments or questions about our show, please email us communitylivingradio@gmail.com, all in one word, communitylivingradio@gmail.com. On behalf of myself and Michael Rubin and Ben Rempre and the rest of the crew of the Community Living Show, my name is Kelly Reburn. Thank you very much. And happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and all the rest of the holiday spirits along with you. So we leave you now with Enya in the song called White is in the winter night. So thank you very much for tuning in. Stay tuned for upcoming shows on the NCRA Radio Networks. Have a great holidays, and we'll see you all again next week. Bye-bye.